Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony G, and I'm here to basically help you on your journey with some guidance, if I can. So it's been such an interesting couple of weeks. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but it has definitely been a couple of interesting weeks that have passed. Just really bizarre things happening and just very bizarre, just bizarre weeks have gone by. For most people, when this happens, they're like, what is going on? What's happening? But the message I'm being drawn to give you is that in the universe, when things don't go exactly as we think they're supposed to, or something comes out of left field, take a step back, look at everything, and figure out how to move forward next. So then the word next is really important for all of us, because that word next symbolizes a completion without saying something's over. And as humans, we have a very, very, very difficult time letting things be over. We think everything is supposed to go on forever and ever. Like, we get a job and we're supposed to keep that job forever, unless we want to switch. You know, unless we decide to move on. We get a partner, we think that partner is forever and ever, and sometimes it is, and that's amazing if that can happen. But sometimes there's a next. So the universe is asking you to say next or what's next. And in doing that, you're going to open up so many possibilities for yourself. Instead of thinking, you know, I live in this area with this job and this situation, if you go, what's next? It just expands your area. It opens it up. It allows you to see things from a bigger perspective. Such a huge, huge perspective. On that note, we are going to go to callers. I want you to know that there's always a number of people that call in, so I allow everybody one connection or one question that I will answer and do the best that I can to bring the information through. Remember, don't shoot the messenger. Last Tuesday, psychic medium Tony G, one of my callers was very upset because I clearly was not giving the answer that she wanted. You can go back and listen to the show and laugh at it if you choose. She got very, very upset with me. You can tell it's breaking my heart because I didn't give her exactly what she wanted to hear. But that's not my job. My job isn't to coddle you and tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes the information is what you need to hear, and sometimes it's what you want to hear. So Please, if I'm saying something you don't like, ask me to elaborate. Ask me how this can go in a different way. And they're never ever harsh or mean. You just, you know, it is what it is. So let's go to 929. Hello, 929. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. How can I help you? Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay. My name's Terry. I'm calling from Brooklyn. And two things. I just have only one question, but I would love to give you a validation. The last time
you're
welcome. So the last time I talked to you, I applied for a position at my job, and you told me that I would hear something within 1 week. I did hear something within 1 week, but I didn't get the position until maybe about a month later. So it did work out. It worked out.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. That is awesome. Yeah, and it just happened like just by a conversation. I mentioned something to one of the supervisors, and he said, okay, don't worry. He said, I will put your name at the top of the list, because he and I are pretty cool, so.
Oh, nice. It's beautiful when things work out that way. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Okay, so I have one question today. So I am trying to move. And I'm starting to look for an apartment now, but as you know, you're a psychic. My money is a little low. However, I do have a settlement case coming up in October. So just wanted to know, do you see me borrowing money from my settlement to move into this new place? Because I can borrow money from it.
Did you already find a place?
I didn't. You know what? I keep having visions of this apartment. I didn't find it yet.
Okay.
I keep having visions of it.
Because the way you said that, should I borrow money from my settlement to move? I thought you already. I was thinking, does she have a place? But I'm hearing the place is going to come in June. You're going to get this place in June. Wherever this place is, June is the month you're going to. Find it, not the month you're going
okay.
to, not necessarily, I keep hearing you're going to get it in, I keep hearing June. I don't think that's the month you're going to move, because when I say
okay.
the month you're going to move, I actually hear July, so I know in most cases we can't make that quick of a move, but sometimes we find a place and it's empty, and even though we have to give 60 days, it can give us that month to move in, that extra time to move in if that place is empty. I'm going to tell you, June is the sweet spot. You're going to find this place that you fall in love with. The rent is going to be very agreeable. And I'm going to say, don't put yourself under to get over. That's the statement they're
okay.
using. So you probably know what that means better than I do. But they're repeating that. Don't put yourself under to get over. Don't measure it down. Don't measure it down. Don't dollar yourself to death. Okay. So I feel like here's, I'm going to go back to this. This
okay.
place is going to be very agreeable financially. You're going to be able to
okay.
handle it.
Okay.
Don't dip into the pot, because somebody up there is saying you're going to just use this settlement for like retirement or whatever down the line. It's more of a down the line money than a now money. Don't windle it away.
Okay.
Windle it away. So,
good.
And then the other thing that they're saying to you is don't be in a hurry. If you have patience, you'll get the right thing at the right time. One of your things is, and you're much like me, if I know information, I just want it to happen now. Don't make me wait 6 months for this. I already know it's going to happen. Just give it to me
Yes, I don't care if the other people don't know what's going to happen. Tell them and let's go. It's so hard to know what's going to happen and have to sit there twiddling my fingers waiting for it to happen. Oh, people say, oh, I wish I could do what you do. No, you don't. If you don't have patience, you do not want to know. Because you're just sitting there going, would you get it already? Would you get it? So in my personal life, it's a bit of a challenge. Because then I can't tell them either. I can't say, hey, listen, this is our deal. This is what I can't say that. I just have to go, uh-huh. How much longer? When is it going to click? Let the light come on. It's so hard.
It is.
Oh, my God.
I do. I like that sometimes. Like, I want this now. I don't want to wait.
Yes. And we do live in a now society. We live in a society where, in most cases, we can think it and have it within, you know, an hour or 24 hours. But there are things that are teaching us still, you know, be patient, let the good things come to you. Don't make a rush decision in this moving thing. You'll regret it if you do. I hear June. Everything is going to come to fruition in June. You're going to be so happy by the time July rolls around. You're going to have a new level of security, a new level of everything is in place. Now, you have to get through the holidays. So as you're getting through the holidays, make sure you're not, they're using the statement business as usual.
Okay.
So don't go gung-ho, just business as usual, okay, for the holidays. So,
all right.
And that goes again back to don't whittle it away. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. So business as usual through the holidays, and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing. And I want to say, okay, two people just stepped forward, and it's an older man and a woman, and the woman is very petite, and the man is a little bit huskier is the word that they're using. And they both had dark hair at one point, and I feel like they had olive skin even, but it's difficult. It's a very small view. And I feel like if this is not mom and dad, this is grandparents, definitely,
because it's
that type of lineage. And they're saying, you're doing amazing. Don't worry. There are more gifts coming from heaven. This isn't the only one, but we want you to. Don't squander.
Okay?
So I'm so happy that they're coming through and saying hello, and they love you, and they're making sure that you know they're watching out for you, and they're going to continue to watch out for you. And don't think about the what-ifs in the negative ways. Think about the positive what-ifs and business as usual. Business as usual. You can sustain where you are. Don't go beyond that, okay, sweetie?
Okay, all right, I'm listening to, I'm taking the advice, okay.
Perfect. Well, I'm so happy for everything, the way it's going for you. Just keep moving forward. Everything will keep moving perfectly. And know that you are being watched out for by your loved ones on the other side.
Okay. I love it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Yeah, I know it's so hard, though it is. And thank you so much for the confirmation, too. Thank you. I really do appreciate when people can see those. It's good to know. So, keep me posted and let me know what comes in and how else everything comes to fruition for you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Okay.
You are so, so welcome. So welcome. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 703. I'm trying to push your mic. There you are, 703. How are you today?
I'm doing not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, how can I help you today?
Well, I had 3 really good interviews, and I was offered a position with one of them. However, they came back and said I needed to interview with the board. And then the board came back and said no because I didn't have enough experience. But I went back to the corporate office and told him. So he said he would see what he can do for me. So I don't know if you think that will still come through, or maybe one of the other two will come through.
I feel, okay, so here's what I'm getting. I keep hearing both. So because a lot just came out, I have to ask, does this mean both of what she just said is going to happen, or 2 positions are going to happen? And I feel like 2 positions are going to unfold. So did one of them already unfold? Yes. So there's one more position coming in that's going to unfold. You're also going to have another interview. And I know that's not what anybody wants to hear, but I feel like this is a better place and a better interview. Right now you're feeling a little bit nervous and scared because of what the board said. Don't let that affect you. Remember, they are always working to put us in the perfect place with the perfect people. And when we move out of desperation or fear, we end up in the wrong place with the wrong people. So get yourself together, girl. Take a breath. Remember who you are. Remember your skills. You've got this. This is the message I'm getting. And I want you to know that if this particular position doesn't work out, and I feel like they are going to contact you again, but there's always something better. There's always, they are always working for you and with you. And they will always put you in the perfect place if you let them. Don't push things. Allow things to unfold the way they're supposed to. And I feel like there's going to be another position offered to you. This could, I don't want to say this. Whenever I hear tomorrow, it doesn't literally mean tomorrow. It means it's coming in very soon. I want to say it's going to come in within the month, which means I'm thinking within September. And the second position, the second offer is going to come in within September. And then I feel like there is going to be another interview down the line, and you can decide whether you want to take that or not. I feel like, out of the 3 interviews, 2 are going to make offers. And you're going to be very happy with where you end up. Always remember, when something doesn't work out, it's okay. That just means that was the silver and they're sending you to the gold.
Not the one for me. Exactly.
Right, that was the silver and they're sending you to the gold. Just remember that statement. That was a practice run. They don't see my value, then poo-poo them. And that was the silver. I'm being sent to the gold. You just have to keep remembering that. And
yes,
remember,
I've heard a couple other people say. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard a couple people say that it wasn't me that they didn't want. That the board is trying to have a friend of theirs get this job. It is not going to work out.
Well, and here's the thing: if you go into a situation like that, then you're starting out where they have to prove they were right to begin with. And you don't ever want to be in that situation where you're constantly proving yourself. So just
nope, you don't.
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Thanks for the silver, I'm going for the gold. There is I'm not even joking on that. There is another position, and I feel like you might hear something tomorrow or very soon this week, and I feel like it's going to be a very powerful and embracing is the word they're using, experience for you, and you're going to understand exactly why this didn't work out and why you're going into the position that you're going to be going into, and you're going to be so happy with it. It's going to make a huge, huge difference for you. So please know that, and know that you are going to just be very, very very happy with what comes next. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you. Well, I'll keep you, I'll let you know next week what happens.
I cannot wait to hear. And remember, sometimes when they say tomorrow, it means soon. But I feel like you might hear something like today or within this week, you're going to hear something. And I feel like, and I'm not even joking on this, there's going to be one more opportunity that comes your way. And it might even be a better opportunity than any of them you've applied for. But you're going to have to make that call when that time comes. Okay.
Yes, I had someone contact me today about an interview, possibly tomorrow at 4, but I haven't heard back from an email, so I'm waiting for that confirmation.
Well, yeah, please let me know what happens with that, because that is exactly what they're saying right now. So we'll see how that works out, right?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for that confirmation.
You're welcome.
And okay. I know that the most perfect opportunity is right. It's right there for you. Let go of what we have to struggle with. You know, we don't have to go down the rocky road. There's smooth pavement that we can slide down. And if you're going down a rocky road to begin with, that tells you just how everything is going to work out once you're in.
Right.
Let go of that.
Right.
Let somebody else clean that
yes.
mess up, and you jump on yes. the good train, okay?
That's right. I will. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I am going to go directly to 267. Hello, 267. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Crystal from Philadelphia.
Awesome. The East Coast. I love the East Coast so much. How can I help you today?
I wanted to see what you saw for a move coming up for me.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to see what you saw for a move coming up for me.
Did you say news?
A move.
Oh, a move. Okay,
I'm
so sorry. It's a little bit rough of a connection. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So I'm going to tell you what I'm getting, and I'd like you to confirm if this is accurate. Right now you're really very stressed out, and there's a lot going on in your life. You feel like, if I'm getting this correctly, you feel like there's you're kind of at the end of a rope or the end of a road. So far, is this accurate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. I always want to make sure I'm picking up on the person on the line with me and not somebody waiting to get through. You let things go just a little bit too long. You thought you thought you would be able to cover things, but one thing led to another. And it kind of got away from you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, baby girl, because right now I want to cry for you. My heart is just breaking for you right now. Because you are in a situation where you feel like there's no way out right now. And there is. The first message I'm getting is I want you to reach out to some social service organization. And if they can't help you, you're supposed to ask the question, can you please refer me to somebody who can? Don't get frustrated. Just say, can you please refer me to somebody who can?
I have done that.
And do it again and say, can you please refer me to somebody who can? You have to try again. Now that you're getting closer to this point, you have to try again. I'm getting this message, and trust me, sometimes it's not calling the number, it's who you get on the other end of the number. One day you might get somebody who's having a horrible day and they're not going to help. The next time you might get somebody who's a different person who's willing to help. So that's the first thing I'm getting. Just reach out to some social service organizations. And I feel like there's a women's organization that is going to be able to help you. I'm only getting that it's a women's organization, so maybe do a Google search on that and see what comes of that. The second thing I'm getting now, I'm getting within a month, something is going to come in that's going to be able to help you. It won't be as much as you're looking for, but it will be able to help. But you have to take steps to get there. I know when we're in the situation that you're in right now, it's very difficult to think about, like, I always tell people, I know a lot of bartenders and waitresses that make anywhere from $100 to $300 a night in Milwaukee. Okay.
The position I'm in is I'm ready to go back to work, but I just gave birth 6 weeks ago yesterday. So,
yeah, that's a difficult situation. That's a very, very difficult situation, and I'm so sorry. But I feel like, and I'm not even joking. I and congratulations. I feel like there is an organization that is going to be able to help you, and it is a women's organization. And I feel like you are going to have to, I'm hearing the term show up. And I feel like when you do that, there's going to be resources there. It won't be as much as you want, but it will help, and it will be what you need for the moment. I do feel like you're also going to have to give me a second here. You know, I'm asking, like, if there's anybody you know who can you turn to as a friend or a family, and they're not really answering that question. But they are saying that the resources that you need sit more in an organization than they do.
I did actually reach out to a program that I believe I should be getting. I am eligible for. I'm just waiting to go get an actual voucher for an apartment, but I have to find one. So I guess that's what I'm wondering. She said between 30 to 60 days, but I have to find my own unit.
Okay.
Which
so,
I don't know if it would be difficult.
I keep getting a month, within a month, about a month. So if we're at the end of September, whatever we want to call this, the fourth week of September, by the fourth week of October, you should have found the place. It's going to be very frustrating for you.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to talk to some people. And remember, everybody that you call, say, do you know of anyone else? A lot of people will say no, but all you
mm-hmm.
need is that one person that says, yeah, try this place. And I do believe that it's a woman's, it's a women's organization that's going to help you. Whether it's a woman's, an organization that helps women find housing, or a woman's organization that helps prevent women from becoming homeless. What this is some sort of women's organization, and I need you to just search women's organizations in your area. I feel like they're going to be the ones that are able to help you, and I feel like you need to show up, be face-to-face. It's much more difficult for people to say no when they're looking in your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you show up, people are more willing to help out. It's much more difficult to shut somebody down. I do want to say, I'm gonna say a little prayer for you right now, and I'm gonna do a clearing. We have about 30 seconds left, so she's having trouble finding housing. She needs money. Okay, let's clear both of these, whatever stopping or blocking her. And this isn't only for you. This is for anybody else listening who might be in the same situation. I want you to go back and listen to some of my other shows, because I do a lot of clearings during those shows for finances and moving forward, and just listen to those clearings and allow the blocks to be removed from you, because I feel like you're having a lot of difficulty with everything. Everything is just like
yeah.
your feet are in cement, and we're going to start clearing that too. And your voice isn't being heard. So, sweetie, I really, my show just ended, but I will continue to pray for you as well as everybody else on the line. I'm sure they will also. I want to know that I want you to know that you are loved, and I want you to know to find that women's organization, okay? It will be so beneficial for you. They're going to give you resources you didn't even know existed. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.